Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Recently, I was watching a rerun of the old TV western Gunsmoke. Now, the plot of this particular episode was Marshal Dillon's deputy, Festus Hagen. Festus was helping a new preacher who had come to Dodge City to build a church for the Indians in an effort to convert them. One of the last scenes of the episode showed about 20 Indians and their chief walking to the new church for the very first time. Now, this scene made me think of the early New Testament church when they first heard the gospel being preached. It was a very exciting time for early Christians. The gospel message was powerful, and it was a wonderful message. Many thousands were converted into this new and exhilarating faith. Many thousands experienced the wonder of the newness of the gospel. Now, after considering the New Testament church, I began to think about us Christians today. The gospel message is no longer new to us. The newness of the gospel has surely worn off, at least to some degree. Brethren, let me ask you a few questions. Now, because the gospel is no longer new to us, do we take the gospel for granted? Do we long ourselves for the initial excitement we experienced at conversion? Have we, brethren, lost our first love? If you have, take heart. You would not be the first to do so. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, an angel talks about the church at Ephesus losing their first love. Friends, if we have lost our first love, how do we get it back? We can follow the advice the angel gave the Ephesian church when the angel said, "Repent and do the things you did at first." Repent and do the things you did at first. What was one of the first things we did when we were converted? Well, we looked hard at ourselves for one thing. We looked at where we needed to change. Then we repented of our past life of sin and we began walking in the path of righteousness. And that experience of repentance, that experience of change was indeed exhilarating. Friends, remember this. Repentance is not a one-time life event. Repentance should actually be ongoing. Repentance can help each of us to regain our first love. Brethren, let us all repent and do the things we did at first. Amen.